State Senator Gretchen Whitmer engaged in cover-up of husband's vote request. By Kyle Olson on May 26, 2020. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer's D. husband reportedly sought to cut to the front of the line to get his boat in the water just in time for Memorial Day. And now a state senator says he was drawn into a cover-up by the governor and her staff. State Senator Tom Barrett, R. Charlotte, wrote on Facebook that he had posted information regarding Mark Mallory's request of a Northern Michigan dock company to service his boat earlier than scheduled. Barrett said he had verified the information prior to posting it. But just as I was about to go to sleep around 11 p.m. I was contacted through the governor's office that they adamantly denied the situation, he wrote on Monday. They went so far as to contact the majority leader's chief of staff and specifically called to request that I remove my post. According to the Detroit News, Mallory called North Shore Dock LLC near Elk Rapids because he wanted his boat in the water for the holiday weekend. This morning, I was out working when the office called me. There was a gentleman on hold who wanted his boat in the water before the weekend, company owner Tad Doker said. Being Memorial Weekend and the fact that we started working 3 weeks late means there is no chance this is going to happen. He continued, "Well, our office personnel had explained this to the man and he replied, I am the husband to the governor, will this make a difference?" The company said Whitmer's husband was respectful and understanding when he was informed it couldn't accommodate his request. Barrett said he took down his post out of an abundance of caution and a hope for our state and the integrity of the office of the governor that it was not true. But then, he determined the information was accurate. Later Saturday evening, however, the company issued a statement that confirmed the sentiments from the original post. Once that statement was public, I felt comfortable to contact the media to tell my side of the story and how I was drawn into a cover-up by the governor and her staff, Barrett wrote. Now instead of denial, they simply won't respond to questions about it. The Detroit News noted Whitmer spokeswoman Tiffany Brown wouldn't confirm or deny the story, and said the administration wouldn't address every rumor that is spread online. Barrett said he privately sent word back to the governor's office that I would never again give him the benefit of the doubt. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Listen to segments on YouTube. Follow him on Twitter and like him on Facebook.